653. You're on CFAX 1070. Joining me right now on the line is a well-known man to many here in the capital region. Plenty of folks have passed before his baton. It's Rick Underwood, that recently retired from the Greater Victoria School Board Music Education Program. Howdy, Rick. How's it going?
Very well, thank you.
All right. So the latest word is, you're working with the Greater Victoria Concert Band here. This is an ongoing effort. It's been going for a while now, I understand.
Well, we've been around for more than 25 years that I've been with the band. And just looking at the history of the band, it was originally the Victoria Boys Band, which was formed in 1965, and it became known as the Victoria City Police Youth Band.
Mm-hmm.
And then about 1977, they allowed girls into the group, so it was part of their youth program. And then it became in 78 the Greater Victoria Concert Band.
All right, I understand you're based out of Esquimalt High School. That's where you've been teaching for most of a while up until your retirement last year. Is that right?
Esquimalt for 14 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a great theater there. It's
wonderful.
Nice,
yeah, we've had some really good concerts there.
So the idea, okay, we have four skill levels of the Victoria Concert Band. You take on the beginners with even no experience if necessary. So if someone's interested in trying something, age is not a factor here.
That's right. Yep. We've got a novice band that has people that have not ever played an instrument before, and then often they will go on up to the junior band, which is for people that would like to either haven't played an instrument for a few years or would like to learn to play a new instrument. And then from there, there's the intermediate band, which is for people with a bit more experience. And then I'm the conductor of the senior band, which is kind of the top level band in the four groups.
All right, so take myself, for example. I'm about 15 years removed from playing for Tom White at the Cedar Hill Junior High School Band.
Oh, yeah.
My trombone, probably the slide doesn't even move anymore. It's tucked in the closet somewhere. But should I be so interested, I can dust that horn off and come and join you and maybe pick up where I left off 15 years ago.
That's right, yep.
That's a pretty exciting idea. So someone that doesn't have any experience or even an instrument, musical instrument rentals are a pretty decent deal. I've done a few instrument rentals myself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And a couple of outlets. What outlets would you recommend for instrument rental if they were to get involved?
Well, we've got lots around town. Larson Music and Long & McQuaid have instruments for rent. And, people can kind of, as you say, dig back in their closet and find something that's been sitting there for 10, 20 years.
Yeah, best to get those instruments at least being used here.
Yeah.
You work towards a performance at some time of year, I gather?
Yeah, we have both. Each of the groups has a number of concerts that we play, around 10 to 12. For instance, last year, the senior band, we had a group from, a community band from the Seattle area come up, and we did two concerts with them. The last 25 years, I think we've been playing at Operation Track Shoes up at University of Victoria.
Oh, yeah.
And our big kind of year-end thing is at the Cameron Banshell in Beacon Hill Park.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful setting there.
Yeah.
What kind of time commitments are we talking here?
Each of the groups all rehearse on Wednesday evenings at four different locations in the Esquimalt High School. And we rehearse on Wednesdays from September through to June, so we fall within the school year. And a lot of the concerts that we try to do are on the Wednesdays, so we don't have too many outside commitments that people have to give up time for. But things like Operation Track Shoes are always on a Sunday, and we do some Christmas things. We've done Christmas Day at Market Square, and so it's a Wednesday evening is set aside, and then we've got, as I say, 10 to 12 concerts throughout the year.
That's great. Lots of chance to perform. That's what you really want to do, is work towards performing.
That's right.
A pretty well-organized group, judging from, I'm looking at your website here as we're talking here. You keep it updated with, notices about upcoming practices or practices postponed or whatnot. Seems to be well-organized on the internet here.
Yeah, we've got a really active executive who are all members of the band, and and we've got a web master who keeps the website updated, and that way if people that don't belong to the band want information about the group, they can just go on the website and find out about how to join us.
The website is www.gvcb.ca. That's for Greater Victoria Concert Band. Lots of information available there. And that's where we would point people, anyone who might be interested listening to this morning.
Right, yeah. And they've got, I was looking down the bottom, and there's a contact number, and it happens to be my phone number.
Oh.
So if people, you know, want to give me a call for about that, or do you want me to give you my email address?
Yeah, fire away.
They can do that. So it's undermusic at shaw.ca.
Undermusic. Shaw.ca. We will leave that at our CFAX reception desk, so if you don't have a pen right now, just phone into CFAX at some point today. We'll get that. We'll leave that for your reception. Thanks a lot, Rick. Hope for a successful upcoming year for the Great Victoria Concert Band.
Great. Thank you very much. Good talking to you.
All right. Sounds like some good work you're doing here. Rick Underwood with the Great Victoria Concert Band, www.gvcb.ca.